from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
It's time for the crossover, sponsored by ATCO Pest Control. Welcome in Dan Dibley, Mark Willard.
Yes, yes.
What's up, gentlemen? How are you?
Hi, boys.
Yeah, doing great. Yeah,
I'm happy to be here today. Like, what an interesting situation.
Yeah,
Very many angles.
Is it good, interesting, though?
No. Okay. No, it's,
I think it is.
No, it's bad. I mean, well, what do you mean? It's
good. Chaos over here.
No, not chaos.
Do you mean
chaos
for radio? Or?
Action.
Okay.
Yeah. Action.
I mean, it's bad because I think that two people who want to stay together are really flirting with not staying together. You know, you ever been in that relationship where you're fighting and then like you
sign the papers?
Well, you almost feel like you're pot committed to leaving, even though you're not sure either side really wants to go, but you don't want to like strip yourself of your dignity. So you're just like, okay, I'm out because you're out. And so, yeah, see ya. And you leave and you're like, who won? Who wins if Brandon Ayuk leaves the Niners?
How did we get here?
How did we get here?
And that's the one part we don't know, the component, Dibs, of how much is he asking for? Because I got people ripping me. You're assuming he asked for Justin Jefferson money. I don't know, but whatever he asked, they feel like he's not worth
it. The report that just came out was that there's been nothing since May that's gone on in terms of contract.
That's the Klay Thompson thing. I don't like that.
Yeah.
Marketing, too.
Well, and if it means that there's been, you know, nothing but silence since May, that tells you that whatever the divide was, or if he asked for more than what he initially asked for, whatever happened, if there's been no convo since May,
that's why Ricky's name was that announced draft night, I believe. Pearsall.
Yeah, that was before May, but
April.
And so I do think that was intentional.
Wow. My question to you guys is this: of all the scenarios that could play out, do you believe that one that could still play out is Brandon Ayuk is on the field, game one with a contract extension?
I said hell no.
Yeah, I kind of think that's out too now. But.
Probably not. Him being on the 49ers is absolutely still possible.
I totally agree with that.
He's still on the team right now.
I don't know that Dibs does, though. Do you think that this is... You said something earlier today.
On the show thread. He's gone.
You said this is too far gone.
Yes, so they wanted to trade him to Cleveland or New England, and it seems like, you know, Ayuk probably said, I'm not going to either of those teams, and so the Niners went back to Pittsburgh, and maybe they went back to Washington, and... You know, if the reports are true from Matt Maiocco that there were trade parameters in place with New England and Cleveland, and I believe that to be the case, where they go to the teams and the teams say, yeah, we'll give you this, and you give us Brandon, and okay, now all they have to do is get a deal done with Ayuk, and if Ayuk doesn't want to get a deal done with those teams, well, then those deals fall apart, but then the Niners go to Pittsburgh and they go to Washington, and they try those teams to see if they can get a deal done with compensation and a contract as well. I think that this thing is done. I think he's getting traded somewhere. I don't think he'll be a Niner again.
You might be right, and maybe I'm being a conspiracy theorist here, but I feel like there's some gamesmanship going on with everything that you just described, and so I don't take it all at face value. In other words, I'm Brandon Ayuk, and I want to go play for Washington or Pittsburgh. And the Niners are thinking to themselves, we don't want you to leave.
We don't need that. Exactly.
You are under contract, and you play for the 49ers, and it's August 6th. So, like, this does not do anything for us to trade you now for a draft pick next year. So we float. Like, why did that go so public yesterday? Why is Mayoko cruising around being like, I got the teams? I got, like, why? Why is that being told to reporters? That tells me that 49ers are going to leak out the teams that they know that Brandon doesn't want to go to. And then a PR game starts getting played. Because now, if you're Brandon and you're like, I don't want that contract, trade me. And the Niners are like, we traded you. And he's like, well, I don't want to go to those teams.
People
well,
calling them selfish
right,
now.
Now you're losing a PR game. And the Niners have boxed him in. And I don't think they're doing it maliciously. This is big time negotiations. I don't like there's been mistakes made, I think, on both sides. The fact that this is still happening in August 6th means at minimum that there was a miscalculation by the 49ers.
Well,
I think.
Well,
or else they would have done this back in April. If they thought it was going to get to here, they would have done it back then.
Unless they didn't get the compensation. And Steiny made this point earlier. If the trade offers in April were not. We're not enough for them to want to make that trade, then they could hold out hope that they could make it work. If not, trade him now and get more than you could have gotten in April.
I hear you, except for now that now we're messing with the season. Like, I've always thought the 49ers number one goal, don't mess with this season.
Man.
This is way too important. And so there have to be, in my mind, at minimum a couple of miscalculations. Actually, I'd say one is definitely a miscalculation. Yes, Dibs, it's a miscalculation
Thank
sensation.
You. Don't shy away from it.
No, there's at least one of those, and that's with Ayuk, and there's another that's threatening to be so in Trent Williams. I'm not bothered by that yet. I don't think anybody wants him working out at age 36 on August 6th, but we'll see. If this is still going on 3 weeks from now, then that's another miscalculation because you don't...
That's a big miscalculation.
You can't mess with the season. And the fact that on August 6th they're messing with the starting lineup,
yeah,
that means something went the way that to me. It means something went the way they didn't think it was going to go.
Well, the one thing that hit me today was when Shanahan said, "Yeah, I know there's been stuff out there, but there's nothing new." You guys remember this? It's 10 seconds.
Yeah.
Given permission to his side to go.
I'm not going to get in all those details. We're really focused on BA being part of us. He's under contract, and we're looking forward to that.
That was on April 22nd.
Yeah.
That tells me they did give him permission all the way back then.
Before the draft.
Correct.
Yes, absolutely.
By April 22nd, they'd already told you, go look for something. And that's what Kyle Shanahan meant by, I know there's stuff out there today, but nothing's changed because probably nothing has to the Niners.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's just like Schefter said, it's super complex because what the Niners are sitting here, and this is why I've been so firm all summer that I didn't think he was going to get traded, is this has nothing to do with what other teams would pay Brandon Ayuk. That is like not even 50% of the puzzle. You can have all of the other teams being like, well, I'll give him 30 mil. And the Niners are like, cool. What are you giving us? Yeah. And now you're talking about such a mega deal. Some team out there not only wants to pay Brandon $30 million, they want to give up a one or a two and another player. Like, good Lord.
And I don't
this
even.
This is a monstrous package.
The reporters believe, they're reporting it. I ain't hating on them. But if Cleveland's giving you the opportunity to get a 2025 second and Amari Cooper, I'm sure they would drive to the airport and be like, Brandon, we love you. Deuces.
Yeah, the problem with Amari Cooper, though, is they have to pay Amari Cooper.
No,
the word is that Amari Cooper wants another contract.
He's doing the IU.
Amari Cooper's not coming here unless he gets a contract. So you're not going to acquire Amari Cooper. That makes no sense. And if you're the Niners, you're trying to reset your wide receiver timeline like you did with your quarterback timeline. If you didn't want to pay two receivers $25 or $28 million, then you would draft a guy in the first round. If you did want to pay two receivers $25 million, you'd pay Brandon Ayuk.
No, but I do think they'd pay him for, like, I agree with you, but for a different reason. Amari doesn't have the power to not report unless he has a new contract. He's already reported to Cleveland under the exact same contract.
Right, but the Niners won't want to acquire him for 1 year.
But actually, one year is what they can pay. two receivers.
They right, can't but pay they
beyond that.
They don't want to give up Brandon Ayuk for 1 year of a wide receiver.
Well, but right,
that's a
all,
bad
but
deal.
But that's all they've got Brandon for. They've
when
got
they
Brandon.
Traded DeForest Buckner, they got the 14th pick, which was 5 years of player control. Right. Now, they botched the pick,
right.
But you got that pick thinking, all right, we've got a first-round pick for 4 years plus a fifth-year option.
But see, what I think the Niners want to do is they want to move this to next year. They want to deal with this after this season. They can pay whatever this year. It's after that when Brock gets an extension, and now you've got to reboot some stuff and commit long-term to people. So I don't think the problem with Amari would be contractual. My thing is, all of us who want Amari, it feels to me like we're playing fantasy football. I don't think Amari Cooper's a Kyle Shanahan type of receiver. He's incredibly talented. He can put up all kinds of numbers. Will he block downfield like Brandon does? Is he going to be a physical player on the field like all Niners are required to do? He's never been like that in his career before. And to Dibbs's point, on a one-year deal, is he going to go out there and be a physical monster and put his body in the way of stuff? I'd have all kinds of questions
he's
there.
He's pulling the Ayuk. I ain't going anywhere unless they extend me. Amari would be doing the same thing. Like,
well, if you're the Niners, you would want to make sure that you could sign a player if he comes in on a one-year deal. And if you're the Niners, you just drafted two receivers, so why would you want a guy coming in on a one-year deal?
Well, makes no sense. I actually think it makes perfect sense if you don't want to pay Ayuk and you think Amari Cooper fits or will keep you at a level where you're still really good and you believe in Pearsall, to me then, like, that's the way you continue to get better. Pearsall will be on his rookie deal. If Pearsall doesn't do well, sure, then you know what? We may have to try to bring Cooper back for another year or two. But if Pearsall begins to emerge, then Cooper's a perfect one-year stopgap.
For me, it's a better bet, though, to keep Ayuk in that same scenario where you don't extend Ayuk, you keep him, you keep him for one more year, and then if he leaves, you at least get a third-round comp
That's
pick.
Fair.
I think we
if
agree with that.
If you bring in Amari Cooper, what's the point of a guy who wants a new contract and you bring him in when you already have a guy who works in your system in the final year of his deal?
I think the premise is that's not on the table. The premise is that Brandon's like, I'm not suiting up until week one. I will not practice. And the 49ers are like, that doesn't work for us. I agree with you. Option A to me is still Brandon for the last year.
Well, I think option A is off the table.
Okay.
So I think it's done.
So that's why.
Oh, yeah. I think him holding in was kind of a middle finger to the organization. Mm, like, you know what? Yeah, I'm going to show up. I'm not going to play. Here I am. I'm holding in. You can't find me. That's kind of what it is.
Which, by the way, is a really weird rule. I think it's the oddest thing that you can avoid the fines by just geographically being somewhere.
And that's why not Mark Schlereth
the point.
Went off
the point
and
is
really
that you have to practice. You're doing nothing by being in Santa Clara.
Sprained toenail. Aggravated bursa sac.
Stupid rule.
Whatever.
You need to practice.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco. Always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. I think you guys all might be right. I still think the 49ers believe they could maybe still get this guy in here on $14 million. I really do.
Well, they have the power to do that. All they have to do is say, uh-huh.
Yeah.
And then that's it.
Right. He can say, I'll lose this $14 million. I'm going to stay at the house and show up week 8.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be to be.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
Which I have the I still have a tremendously hard time believing when he wouldn't even accept a $40,000 one-day fine to miss practice.
I get that.
He's not leaving $7 million on the table.
I get that.
So that's why this is so interesting to me, because the Niners, I know there's people now out there that, well, oh, look, Brandon does have leverage. You just got all these offers out there. None. Has none. If the Niners want him to play this year, all they got to do is say, we want you to play this year.
Right.
And that's it.
But he has leverage in that,
well,
he doesn't,
they said that,
he doesn't have to play. He can continue to show up and, oh, you know what? My calf, my neck and my back. I can't go today, guys.
Which costs him millions upon millions of dollars.
The leverage that he has is in, they're out there shopping him, and he has the ability to tell these teams who want to acquire him. And if the reports are true, you got two teams who have a deal in place. And he says, nah, I don't want to be a Patriots. Try again, Niners. but that's leverage.
Not really, because
he's got them out there running and doing his bidding.
I disagree with that completely. Well, the Niners have the power to say yes or no to any deal.
So why are they out there trying to make these deals work?
Don't even know if they are.
According to reports, and I believe the reports are true.
That's fine. It's not that I don't believe the reports are true, but why in the world did somebody call Matt Maiocco to be like, so, put this out there. It's to box Brandon in the corner. We're going to agree to a trade to all the teams you don't want to go to? Like, come on.
See, I believe whether it's the Browns or the Patriots, if one of those teams is willing to give Brandon what he wants, let's just say 30.
Whatever the number, yeah.
There's no way he's saying no. He'll go for 30. But the other part of the equation is, well, what are we getting?
What are the Niners?
What are the Niners getting?
What are the Niners getting?
Like, and maybe I'll be wrong. If I'm Cleveland, why would I throw a second round pick in for Brandon Ayuk unless I think I'm building my offense around this guy?
Mary said more. Amari, a two, and more.
And a late round pick.
Yeah.
Or a mid round pick.
And I believe her.
Mary Kay Cabot.
I think the Niners.
The Niners want that.
I think that, well, I have no idea what they want, but she said that would probably be the starting point, would be Amari and a two. The starting point.
From the 49ers.
No, from Cleveland to the Niners for Brandon, the starting point would be Amari and a two, and then you'd ask for more. Like, to me, the asking price goes up because it's August, and the Niners can still simply say, no, Brandon, you play. They can do that.
Yeah, and he can say, I'll play. Ooh, can't make it this week, guys. I got, you know, and you can say whatever does his future value. But
what's the win for him there?
The win for him is you get 14.1, and you get to chill for a year, and then next year you go out there on the open market.
If the Niners let you.
Well, apparently, he seems to be of the mind where he's doing things in a different way. He's holding in, and by holding in, he's out there making a big show of slapping five and doing bro hugs and making it seem like everything's hunky-dory, and yet all the while, his agent's out there shopping him around, and the team is out there working on trades reportedly, so he's getting what he wants.
I don't know if he's getting what he wants at all.
Right now he is, for sure.
I mean, right now he's not playing football. He does not have a contract, so I don't
think hasn't missed a game check though.
No, he hasn't, but I don't think that he's getting what he wants necessarily yet at all. I think the Niners' only motivation for doing this is kind of what you and I talked about yesterday. Like, at a certain point, you want your employees to want to be there. And you don't want distractions. I still think, and Kyle just said this, I was listening when you guys played it.
Yeah.
Now, option one, he wants Brandon to be on the 49ers this year. Like, that's what everybody wants. But if he's going to turn this into a problem, if it's going to be TikTok and Instagram and bro hugs on the field and in sneakers, at a certain point, you might feel like you're better off just getting him the hell out of here.
And I think they've reached that point.
Maybe. They might, yeah.
I mean, the amount of distraction that it's already been, and you mentioned it earlier, Goo, they've got a game on Saturday, and Steiny, he just bristled at the notion of it being a game. It's an exhibition or whatever it is.
Nice.
They've got something to do on Saturday, and it's in Tennessee,
and they've got uniforms with
pads, and there's going to be people tackling each other, so call it what you will, and he's not going to be a part of it, and it's not a huge deal, but it's a something, and we're talking about that instead of D. Winters and how he looks at linebacker and who's going to replace Dre Greenlaw and all the rest of that nonsense. So
facts.
It's a thing. And, the Trent right now is somewhere having a sandwich and smiling because he's not story one, he's story two. And if Brandon Ayuk was already done and dealt with, it would be all eyes on Trent. Yeah,
but Stoudy was, I don't want to speak for him, he was like, "Goo, what if they look at Trent, not devalue him, he's not all that and some, but he's everything."
I would never bet against the 49ers doing something with Trent Williams to make him, give him a raise from 22 to 28. I would never bet against that. All I'm saying is if he doesn't show up, then he gives up 22. Like, he's got to play to make his 22.
Yeah, he's going to show up. He's made a lot more money than
Brandon Ayuk. And there's a thing of taking care of your guys.
But I'm not saying the 49ers should play hardball with him.
Right.
No, but I don't know Trent personally.
Take care of your people, Dibs.
If I'm Trent, I'm not worried about being a top three or whatever paid guy. Just give me about $40 million guaranteed for the next two, and I'll just play football. It's not about how much you pay him.
Goes under the category of taking care of your... I mentioned Eddie D. Sure. And I know there was no cap, but taking care of your own. They're probably looking at Trent, just enjoy yourself, go fish. You're badass. We need you for whatever. To open the holes, to protect that elbow back there. He'll get whatever. Like, he's not going to be ridiculous. No, I know that sounds crazy.
Their track record is still obviously very good on this. I do think Trent is in a completely different situation than Brandon Ayuk. Trent has made $170 million in his career. So if Trent misses the 22...
And he's getting five right now.
I know. At age 36 and 320 pounds, I'd be like, do what you want with your 22. I'm not coming in here and hurting my legs again unless you do this right. He might do that. I see that one very,
and he's
very
almost earned it, Willard. I know that sounds crazy.
You know what I'm starting to wonder? I'm wondering if Nick Bosa broke the system.
Wow.
And here's what I mean by that.
I said, you got to ball out.
Well, what you're watching is 49er players now mimic what Nick did last year, because that was the worst L the 49er front office has ever taken in terms of a contract. Like, Bosa crushed him, and he waited, and he waited, and he waited. And I think the Niners historically have thought, like, players won't do that. You know what I mean? Like, they're going to cave if we play the waiting game. And now Brandon and Trent and maybe Christian and all these people watched what Nick did. And so they're like,
why do I feel like you got to have the talent to pull that off? Like, both of
you, these guys are pretty talented who we're talking about here.
Well, I know Brandon is, but he ain't in that with the
Bosa was going to set the market at his position, but we're not talking about chumps here. We're talking about Brandon Ayuk and Trent Williams and Christian McCaffrey. These are great. That's part of the problem. Part of the problem is the Niners have done a wonderful job building their roster.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, I think there's a million ways to look at it. The other thing I was wondering is, like, who do you blame? Or do you blame anybody? To me, the reality of the situation is, you finished the year, you lost the Super Bowl, and three guys now want raises. Period.
Disease. Well, not more than three. Some of them have gotten them already.
Yeah, I mean, like, so McCaffrey said, hey, I'm not happy. Williams said, I'm not happy. Ayuk said, I'm not happy. And the Niners are like, well, we can't just give money to all three. And I think they told us something when they broke McCaffrey off right away. They said he's the most important.
And that was the easiest one, honestly, for what they gave him incrementally. It was a lot smaller, and I think Ayuk is such a big deal. And Mark and I have talked about how the market shifted and maybe his ask changed in the middle of the market, where all of a sudden, wide receivers were making a lot more than maybe what he asked for initially. And the fact that there's been no real conversation since May is alarming. And Trent, I don't think that Trent's going to be getting a huge increase. He's probably going to get a McCaffrey-esque restructure where you shift a lot of it up to a bonus and he gets, cash in hand, and he plays for almost about the same amount that he's playing for now. That's my prediction.
Anything with your boy McCaffrey, no, he won't play preseason, but the calf barking early. Won't practice for 2 weeks.
Put the calf in McCaffrey.
Evan got to it first.
I feel like those are maybe two different stories at the same time. In other words, if Christian were totally healthy, would you play him in the preseason?
Wow. No tree.
I wouldn't. I'd Sean McVay the hell out of this roster. Are you kidding me? Trent Williams, too.
I'd You're be more concerned with Pearsall.
Well, yeah, shoulder.
You know, and Herman, do you guys remember what Herm Edwards said to us? Yep.
I hadn't heard it till he brought it up.
And for those of you listening, what Herm Edwards, who was Ricky's college coach for a period of time, said, he told John Lynch before the draft, now you got to be careful now. You got to be careful about Ricky.
That's a four.
You got to be careful because Ricky only has one speed. And Christian is like that too. It's
only got one speed now.
One speed.
It has to end with a now every time. You know, Ricky's only got one speed now.
Yeah, you have to be conservative with the jumps in octave, but you can put now after every sentence.
You gotta be conservative now.
Ricky's been hurt twice.
Man.
He's been an NFL player for 2 weeks.
And hadn't got hit.
Yeah.
I've been dinged up now.
That's a four.
It's got to be the now is going to be in there.
I got uncles like that.
I'm a huge fan of Herm.
Anybody who would hang up on Jaden Daniels to talk to us, that guy's forever on my on my Mount Rushmore guests.
Things are getting juicy. Well, you know what's funny is we didn't even talk about Markkanen.
Well,
apparently get a sign tomorrow, which means he's out of the picture for a year.
Markkanen. I thought that a few weeks
ago. The market's closed.
NBA schedule comes out next week, most likely Thursday, and a couple of dates to look at. One, the all-important IST, the in-season tournament, and the second one,
Christmas.
When's the play-in games? Because the Warriors are going to be in the play-in.
Wow. Or are they still on the marquee for Christmas?
Stiney.
I think that they're still on the marquee for Christmas.
So?
I do. Right. And I also, my two sentences about the Warriors, and Slater will join us, I think like 4:30, so we can kind of get the what's next question out there. The Warriors are big thinkers. They think big.
Giannis?
So like, well, you play the slow game, and you make sure you are ready whenever the big, I think they want big names who are tall, period. So anyone in this league who is 6'10 or above and really good, they're all on the table, and that's what they're positioning themselves for, however long it takes.
All right. I sense a juicy show.
Isn't it
on 95.7, The Game.
They're longtime friends.
Let me tell you something real quick.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.